Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You went down to the San Diego Zoo. Hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And you saw what?
Well, we took Jason J. Delmonico down to the San Diego Zoo to look at the chimpanzees and to see the new... they have a new giraffe exhibit. And
what is a chimpanzee? I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a chimpanzee... Hold on for a minute, Frank.
Hello, young man. How are you?
Frank, where are you guys going, anyway?
We're going to go down to Mexico for a little bit. We've got a place down in Baja. If the Mexicans haven't eminent domained it, that is. But what do you want? Why'd you give me the phone?
She said that...
Oh, she's a pain in the you-know-what. She calls them chimpanzees.
What is that?
Chimpanzee.
Give me the phone.
All right, take the phone. I'll go have another cocktail over here, Phil. I'll talk to you later.
Go ahead.
With the Cuddy. Cuddy. All I drink is Cuddy, like touch. Hey.
Frank, give me the phone.
Hold on. Hey, you. All I drink is Cuddy. Now, I've said that to you 6 times. Each of one of these 6 empty glasses in front of me was full of Cuddy. Why do I got to keep telling you? Jesus.
Give me the phone.
Will you guys get it? I'm just starting my show here.
We took Jason J. to see the chimpanzee. What is your problem?
What do you mean, chimpanzee?
You know, Phil, you're a professional broadcaster, and I don't know if you know of a book called The NBC Guide to Pronunciation.
I'm very familiar with it. It was very popular when I was just breaking into the business. You know...
Well, I don't know if things have changed all that much, Phil, since you broke into the business. We're still supposed to pronounce words properly. And I'm embarrassed for you that you run around saying, oh, the chimpanzee's this and the chimpanzee's that. I simply made a statement. Jason J. loved the chimpanzee.
And Jay, okay, the chimpanzee, great.
Oh, I see. That makes me strange, huh?
Yeah, man, it does. I believe in something called...
Man. Do I look like that much of a diesel carpet tearing dyke to you that I'm called man?
Look at... Why did you call?
I called to say that I think that the New Orleans Saints really have some gall asking LSU to use their football stadium. But now that you've mocked me because I know how to pronounce words that you don't, I hope you cook. I hope you cook long. I hope you're seared inside and out, sautéed, and then tossed back into the pit on the coals to burn like a cigarette. Back!
All right, you really hacked her off.
Oh, Biden didn't hack her off. Calling me up and saying it's pronounced chimpanzee. I've heard of a chimpanzee, man. I ain't never heard of a chimpanzee. I'll tell you what bites chimpanzee. The fact that LSU won't let the Saints use that stadium. And what's Craig's last Seaman? Sheeman, I'm sorry, Craig. It's not a joke, dude. Craig Sheeman and James Washington agree with me. They're down at Fox Sports Network. In fact, it was Craig that brought it up to me. He said, yeah, LSU won't let the Saints use the stadium. I said, why? He says, because they've got a national championship schedule this year. And so I'm kind of stupid. This is me. I'm sitting here high and dry like most of us. I said, well, you know, it's really a consideration like that. And then suddenly it dawns on me. And Craig's looking at me like I'm the dumbest thing that he's talked to all day. Maybe I am. He said, no, you don't understand, man. People have died, you know. And, you know, maybe a little bit of football will make them feel better if they go see their Saints play. And, you know, the Saints are kind of big, that stretch of the Southeast, the Gulf Coast. And if they had a place where they could go to see them play, and why can't LSU just make with the stadium? I mean, what's the, you know, how about a little love? Just a little itsy bitsy kind of love, man. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love? But no. LSU has got to sit there and bite chimpanzee and not let them cats use their stadium. I say that should be federally eminent domained.
How are you going to get to LSU Stadium? In a boat? The whole area is flooded out. There's nobody getting in or out for 6 months.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, the people aren't going to be living in New Orleans.
What do you mean? First of all, New Orleans is flooded. In order to get to LSU Stadium, you need a boat.
You're not going to be living in New Orleans. You're going to be living somewhere else.
Like where?
Well, a lot of the folks are being moved to the Houston Astrodome.
Okay, so what, they drive to LSU from the Astrodome?
Well, those cats ain't going to go to any football game, man. They're looking for a place to live.
Then nobody will go.
Don't you understand that the Saints have, you know, they provide a little bit of relief in the middle of all of this horror, and the folks in New Orleans like their team, and I'm sure they'd like to see them play. I'm sure the last thing they want to see them do is not play their schedule, so maybe if they were close by...
But they're not close enough. To get to Baton Rouge, Louisiana from New Orleans, you'll have to have an outboard motor, a three-cycle engine.
You know, what have you been doing again? Paint? Because if I see silver, see, there's a little bit of silver on your lip.
I haven't done any paint.
Look at jackass. Excuse my language, folks. LSU is in Baton Rouge, just like you said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
LSU is in Baton Rouge, and New Orleans Saints can't play in the Superdome. They need a place to play. Now, they were talking about going to the Alamo Dome, is it, in San Antonio? What's the big ballpark in San Antonio? The Alamo Dome. And then they were talking about using Reliant Stadium in Houston. And the one stadium that they wanted to use was the LSU Tiger Stadium on the campus there of LSU. And one of the reasons being they have enough seating capacity to accommodate generally the number of fans that go to a professional football game, you know, around 70,000, something like that. LSU doesn't want them to use their stadium because LSU has a national championship schedule this year. They're a very, very highly ranked team, and they don't want anything messing with their schedule. And Craig's point to me was that, you know, this is transcends that, man. You know, it's just about kind of reaching out and helping so that folks can go see a ball game.
Say that again.
Oh, shut up. Say it again. I can't remember what I just said. I start a sentence, man. I don't remember how the first word of it. All I know is something's making sense as I get to the end of it. So how about that, huh? What do you think of that, Mark? Isn't it kind of messed up? Suppose you're a huge Jets fan. What if the, you know, something like this hit New York and the Jets can't play in their ballpark? And let's say Rutgers had a big size stadium and say, can we play at your stadium? Well, no, because we've got Brown coming in next week. Oh, okay. Anyway, big deal. But I, you know, when you're having a hard time, it's the little things in life that give you pleasure. When you don't know where the hell you're going to eat, you don't know where you're going to sleep, you don't know. You want to look at your ball club. That's what football teams represent to people. It's their vicarious. It's a life for them that is, you know, they live and die with their teams. If they're not doing too good, at least the team's doing good. I remember I used to follow the Rams when they were in town. How depressed I'd get when they lost, right? I'd have to slap myself out about it, but middle of Monday, and go, wait a minute. What do I care? But it was, see, you watch the team to make them feel, you know, make yourself feel better. Unfortunately for me, my team was the Rams. You ain't feeling too good too often.
Where's ass?
What do you mean ass? Give me that. ASU.
Well, that's what the Cardinals play.
That ain't called ass. ASU. Get out of here. The Cardinals play at Arizona State University. They got a nice working arrangement. One hand washes the other. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You undo my fly. I'm kidding around. So that's where they play. And as a result, the Cardinals every September start their season right there at ASU Stadium. And the temperature's 168 degrees. Yay. All right. How do those cats... Hey, by the way, nice going, Phoenix, building a dome stadium for the baseball team, but only they get to play in it? How does that work, anyway? It's like San Diego. I'm the only guy I've ever heard say this. Why do you have a ballpark for the Padres that only accommodates the Padres? Oh, because Bank One built it, or whoever the people are that build it down there. Is it Petco? Did a pet store build the stadium that the Padres play in? Is that what I'm... You know, the sale of rubber mice financed the Padres' new facility? Is that it? The sale of those little furry balls filled with catnip, cages and hamster feed, that's what built that empire down there. So they play there. Well, you figure maybe the Chargers get in on the action too? No. That's ours. Well, Jesus, it's a beautiful place. There's food courts. There's no, you can't. Well, they may leave town. So what? This is the waste, folks. This is waste. Meanwhile, folks are waving from rooftops going, oh, that's okay, don't worry about me. Yeah, you get me in the next sweep. That's it. Guy's been up there 3 days.
How long you been up there?
Just about 4 days.
All right, we'll be coming back. We've got to get some other people down here.
No, yeah, take your time. I'm just eating my toenails now, so it'll be...
That's not a problem.
Oh, the guy, they're doing the best they can down there. Everybody's doing the best they can. All right, I wish there was something that, I don't want to do that, though, you know, where, like, we'll start a Phil Hendry food fund or something for the folks. because that's everybody else is doing it. I would suggest that you guys visit the American Red Cross and, you know, affiliated agencies and contribute to them. And I hope you guys at the Red Cross, and I have no reason to believe that you wouldn't, don't pull another 9/11 where you take the bread and put it into the general fund and the cats down in New Orleans only get like a fraction of it because you're figuring maybe somewhere down the road you're going to need it for other disaster relief. Which in this case, I guess you did, but, you know, forget about that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tonight we have Bob Green, a local businessman who's been affected by the terrible, terrible events in New Orleans. Bob Green at 8 o'clock tonight or in our second hour. And coming up, we have our By Request flashback. This is Bobby Dooley. It is a very, very much requested one. Mud out your blank when she talked to that old lady, talked to that lady who didn't dig Bobby having girls over to her house and showing them how to shave their, you know, armpits. That's coming up next, our By Request flashback. Tonight we'll also be talking with Earl Pants, Earl Pants Car Talk. And let's see, we also have a visit from, Lloyd Bonafide and R.C. Collins will be debating something that occurred between the two of them. Lloyd in his RV, R.C. on his skateboard. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, Harry Shelley, our associate producer, our producer Mark Newman and I, we all agree the Saints should play here in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's get it going. I mean, I don't know, man. We get a campaign going on that, but we got a ballpark here, baby. And we'd love to have you, man. And we'd turn out for it. Oh, my God, would I love to go see a pro game. Oh, God, it's been long and lonely. Long and freaking lonely. How many years, how many thousands of years has it been since we had a pro game here in town? And you could go out there, you could see the New Orleans Saints. Maybe you don't think they're good enough. Is that it, huh? Maybe some of you cats think that it's, oh, I don't know, not quite good enough football. Well, I think the Saints ought to come out here and play, but you guys got to find your own houses. No, seriously, come out here, play, or at the Rose Bowl. Bruins play at the Rose Bowl. I would rather you play at the Coliseum only because the Rose Bowl ain't that comfortable a place to sit. It looks nice on TV, but when you actually have to sit and watch a game there, you feel like you've been, you know, you feel like you're in a cattle car, man. Come on out here and play your home schedule here. That's all I'm saying. But I don't know. It's probably too far to go. I guess they got planes. All right, it's time for our flashback now, and here it is, by request from Jim in Arcadia. It says, Phil, I got a request. It was a while back, but I remember a bit with Bobby Dooley where she had a slumber party for the girls in her neighborhood. She taught them a thing or two about hygiene, but complained about the unsightly hair on one of the girls' upper lips. I think she forced the girl to wax it or something. It was hilarious, especially when an older-sounding woman called up and tells Bobby, I'll make mud out of your blank. Keep up the good work. Here it is, Jim. It's Bobby and that lady.
I've been listening to this program, and that lady is a lunatic. Because why would you be teaching children 11 and 12 years old to groom themselves for young boys when young kids are having babies at this early age? You should be, as a parent, trying to teach those kids the right thing, not shave their hair and make them more attractive for some boys to come along and use them.
Well, Barbara...
And you're crazy. You know what? Because if you had shaved my daughter hair and she came home, and then when I confronted you and then you pushed me, the police would have been pulling you. You would have been mud, because I ought to beat your ass until you was mud.
Well, apparently,
because you don't want nobody to do that to your child, and you have no right to shave somebody's child, no matter how they look. And if they didn't look good, you shouldn't invite them to your house and call children eight. It's outrageous.
Well, all I'm saying, Barbara, is
if they had hair on them, that's God's gift. And when they got of age, and if they want to shave their hair, that's fine. It's not your business to shave them.
All
and plenty of people in this world look like apes. And just because you think you're beautiful, maybe somebody else don't think you're beautiful.
Well, that's
and
hard
you
to
keep
imagine.
Yourself well in your house. Beauty is in the inside, not on the outside, because you know what? You're going to get old, and all of that beauty is going to fade, and you're going to be old and wrinkled up, and nobody's going to think you're beautiful.
No, my husband said that I could get treatments. That's number
well,
one.
Well, your husband is sick, and you're sick.
We
but if you had shaved my child, and you confronted, and I confronted you, and you come out, you would have kicked my ass. Honey, the police would have been picking you up. I would have kicked your ass and called the cops myself. Now, I mean that because you have no right to shave somebody else's child. If you was demonstrating on your own, that's fine and well.
Hey, Barbara.
And if you invite kids to your house
Barbara.
And they don't look well because they got hair and you think they're unclean because they Hey, apparently people have hormone problems.
Let me jump in, Barbara. Bobby, you said that when you got into this confrontation with this woman, you pushed her down and kept kicking her.
That's correct, yeah.
She
got up into my face, and it was
Well, I would have got up in your ass, not up in your face, because you had no right to shave somebody else's child. She got up in your face. She had every right to get in your face, because if that was your child, you wouldn't have wanted somebody to shave your child. And just because somebody have hair on them, it doesn't mean they're dirty.
Well, I you know what? It was on.
And hooray for you with your big house. Because beauty's on the inside, not on the outside. And when you get wrinkled up, and your husband, he better save his money for all them wrinkles you're going to have up your butt. But I ought to put wrinkles up your butt right then and there. And you should be arrested for getting on the radio telling somebody you shaved their children.
I have a 6,500 square foot home.
I don't care what kind of home you got. You would have been laying up in that 60 foot or whatever foot home. You would have been laying up in there on crutches if that was my child. And you should be arrested for getting on the air and telling what you shaved somebody else's kid.
I just want to be clear.
And then calling them AIDS. You should be arrested.
I want to be clear. So you're going to send your daughter over to my home.
I wouldn't send my daughter nowhere near you because you're crazy. You're crazy and your husband crazy too.
I dropped that woman over at that homeowners association meeting, and I'll do the same to you.
You get my address and you drop me because I'd make mud out your ass. You would have been carrying that damn stick up your ass, you hear? Because if you had shaved my child and you get on the radio and somebody, they look like apes, honey, you better get every damn cop stairs because I ought to make mud out your ass.
Wait a second.
I'll take that damn razor and stick it up yours.
You don't get the humor of Playground of the Apes.
Ain't no humor in nothing you saying. You crazy. Because you wouldn't want somebody else to shave your child. You was going to kick the lady butt who said she was going to shave you if you had a daughter.
You know
what gives you the right to say somebody else look like an ape? 11-year-old child, and you get on the radio and call them eight because they got hair on their arm.
Barbara, if you were here right now, I'd have to drop you.
I wish you would. Will you get my address and come and drop me? You want my address? Because
don't,
I
no, no, Barbara, don't,
your ass.
Don't give your address on the air, okay?
No, don't do it. Well, you better, you think because you kicked that lady, whoever that lady was, she couldn't fight.
I kept kicking her.
But I'm telling you right now that I would make mud out your ass if you had shaved my child. They would have been picking your ass up off the floor. I would have called the cops myself after I done kicked your ass.
There'd be mud coming out of your ass.
All right, that's enough.
I wish you would.
That's enough. All right, Barbara, thank you very much. I can understand.
You got a lot of nerve, but I wish I knew where your ass is because I make mud out your ass.
All right, here's my address. You want it?
Yeah.
Here it is, 241.
Wait a minute. Let me write your ass this down. 241 what?
Fun Lane, F-U-N-L-A-N-E, okay?
Yeah.
Happy Town.
Oh, she's screwing with you.
She's a damn nut. And I was you, I wouldn't even put on my show. She's a damn nut.
Happy Town. There's Bobby and the lady. Bobby was having a party for the girls. You heard the whole bit. Teach them how to shave their legs. And that is a flashback request from Jim. And thanks, Jim. If you have a request for us, you can email your request at phs@philhenryshow.com. Any bit from a previous show, we'd be happy to look it up for you and play it. And you can also go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and look into our archives. Now, next Monday, Labor Day, will be a Bobby Dooley marathon. So it's going to be like 3 straight hours of Bobby driving people ape like that lady, if you'll pardon the use of the term. What does she call that? Playground of the Apes? All right. We'll be right back. A debate between Lloyd Bonafide, a retired Korean War veteran, and R.C. Collins at the Military Academy coming up.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to welcome on my program now R.C. Collins. He is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. And Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, a retired Korean War veteran. Mr. Bonafide is also retired heating and plumbing executive, sir?
Yes, sir. I own the Bonafide Heating and Plumbing, Alhambra, California, and I just turned it over to the husband of my daughter.
To the husband of your son-in-law?
You know, I do not choose to call him that, but...
All right. All right. And, R.C., how are you?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Hendry, and thank you for affording us this forum to work out the problem.
All right, well, the problem was this. You, Mr. Bonafide, claim that young Mr. Collins, you were driving your RV through Pasadena, right?
Yeah, let me just, if I could. I own a Winnebago that's 26,000 pounds, and I sensed something was wrong.
See, right there, what does he mean he sensed?
Will I be allowed to finish?
Go ahead.
And I came to a full stop, and the young man had been, he was on a scooter.
It's called a skateboard. Douchebag.
Okay. You know, it's on.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
He doesn't call.
Hold on for a minute.
You know, you're lucky he's here.
You don't even know what it's called? Oh, my God. It's a skateboard, not a scooter.
What do I give a sweet, loving Jesus?
All right, gentlemen, if you're going to get into it, you know what? Bud, I want you here.
I don't want to get hurt.
I need you to be here to keep these guys apart. Mr. Bonafide, you claim the kid was grabbing the back of your Winnebago.
Well, more like he wanted to grab my back end.
All right, it's on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You calling me queer?
The shoe fits. If the condom fits.
Hold on for a minute, will you?
You know, I fought for this country in Korea, and to say that I would want to slip my hand down the back of your slacks is appalling.
All right, look, what happened? Did you grab the back end of his RV?
Yes, sir. I was on Lake Avenue. And anyway...
Oh, what, are you going to cry? Look, he's going to cry.
Come on, be an adult here. He's the underage kid.
And I saw his RV, and I grabbed the back, and I hitched a ride.
Well, what happened was this. I sensed something. I didn't quite know what it was, but I've got a sixth sense for these things. And I felt that the Winnebago was riding heavy.
Yeah, right. I only weigh 93 pounds.
All right, it's on.
Come on for a minute, will you? All right, look it.
Mr. Henry, I do not care to be in this, and there's only one way that I want to solve this. If this kid's got the guts.
Yeah, bring it. What is it?
Mr. Henry, I propose we solve this with a chickie run down at the bluffs in Palos Verdes.
What do you mean a chickie run?
I mean he goes as fast as he can on his skateboard toward the cliff, toward the bluff, right down to the Palos Verdes Point. I'll be in my RV. The first one to jump is a filthy, egg-sucking chicken.
You got it.
That's very dangerous, gentlemen.
I don't care. That's the only satisfaction that I will require.
What a queer. Oh, I need satisfaction.
It's on.
Come on, will you?
I'll see you at the Palos Verdes Bluff.
All right, hold on for a minute. All right, we'll take a break. Have we got a line to the Palos Verdes Bluffs, and can they get there in 5 minutes?
No problem.
All right. These two guys are going to have a chickie run, so we'll hear how that comes out in a moment on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, we're waiting for the two guys to get down to the bluffs there in Palos Verdes. Lloyd Bonafide and R.C. Collins are going to have a chickie run to settle a debate as to whether R.C. had the right to catch a ride on the back of Lloyd's Winnebago while he was riding his skateboard through Pasadena. I know the kids call that something. I don't know what it's called.
Gay.
Yeah, okay, it's gay. And why don't you go down there and help them out, man? So we'll give them a couple of, like, you know, cell phones, and we'll hear how this chickie run, where they're going to just go as fast as they can toward the cliff. If the first, it's called skitching? Okay, cool. I'm believing you, Harry. So the first guy to jump, meaning RC jumping off of his skateboard or Lloyd diving from his Winnebago, is chicken, and the other guy wins the debate. And just a little news update. You know, they got looting in Louisiana and New Orleans, and there's cats running around there, you know, stealing stuff. And there's no cops, really, to stop it because they're trying to rescue people. So that's sort of, that wins the gun debate, doesn't it? Thank you. Whether we should have private ownership or not. I mean, I ain't encouraging it, but boy, if ever there was a time I'd like a gun, it'd be right then. Excuse me, what are you doing? I'm going to take all your TV sets. Oh, really, are you? Here, take this, too. All right, anyway, I don't know whether you guys... Let me get to Mr. Bonafide. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
And Mr. Collins?
Yeah.
Okay, the two of you guys, when Bud says go, is Bud down there?
I'm right here.
You were just here 2 seconds ago, so that's great. Good timing.
Thank you. That's Metro Rail.
All right. Now, so Bud, you'll say 1, 2, 3, go, and then Mr. Bonafide, you take off in your Winnebago, and RC, you go on your skateboard.
Yes, and I want to say something too. Is that I have no fear. You know, it'll be a cold, cold day in hell, and the nuns will go ice skating with the devil the day I jump before that turd. Yeah, you watch me. Oh yeah. Uh huh. Okay, you know something that tears it.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, you get in the car. I want him to stay away from me. Do you understand?
I understand, Mr. Bonafide.
Just keep him away from me. Keep him far away from me. Yeah. What's the matter? Are you afraid you'll be tempted to touch my behind? It's on.
You better get control.
I'm trying to. Get in your Winnebago in your bag.
What do you mean, get in my bag?
Get in the bag, in the Winnebago.
It's a Winnebago, you retard. Keep that away from me. Keep them far away.
Get on your skateboard.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Are these clowns ready?
Is ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. You count 1, 2, 3, man, and then you let them go, okay?
And I just want to say, Mr. Henry, I'm not a chicken. Never
mind. 1, 2, 3, go!
See, he jumped before. Wait a minute, I can't get the door open. You son of a whore!
He stayed in the Winnebago.
I win.
Well, wait a minute. You jump before him, so you don't really win. He wins.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Oh, okay. So the last I heard was Lloyd calling him the son of a whore?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much.
You got it.
Was it exciting?
Not really. All right. Basically because we only had the sound effects of a motorcycle. Now, here, I got a great idea. All right. 1, 2, 3, go! All right. How you guys enjoying the show so far? All right. That's fantastic. Well, welcome here, ladies and gentlemen, to LSU's beautiful stadium. Tiger football is on the air. And it's really great. All right, 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Henry Show coming up is Mr. Robert Green, a businessman who's been hurt by the hurricane, even though his business isn't in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Yes, go ahead.
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
All right. There is a terrible situation in the city of New Orleans, and I am only hearing you discussing chicken runs and so forth. I wish you would care a little bit more about people and a little less about whether an old man or a young man. And I can't stand your show. I wish they'd taken off of this station. And
sir, you can turn the channel.
Oh, no, see, that's what you people say, turn the channel. See, that's the way you try to get around it.
And how is that getting around it? I don't know. What am I getting around? I just, if you don't like it, turn it off.
See, there you go again. There you go again. See, it's the same thing with you people. You can't listen to criticism.
But I'm not going to change my show, sir. I mean, it's just going to do what I'm doing, and you're just going to have to listen to it or not.
Well, I will tell you this much. I happen to be a very close personal friend of Chuck Howery, so.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who Chuck Howery is, huh? Well, I would say, then, that you are in double trouble because Chuck Howery happens to be the CEO of your company.
Chuck Howery, now, there's no such man. There's Lowry Mays, there's you know, John Hogan. I mean, there's no such guy.
You don't even know where you work, do you?
I work for Clear Channel.
Okay, then I've got is... All right, then I have the wrong station. But the fact is, I still don't like you, and I still...
Well, you really got your facts together, don't you?
Well, allow me to finish, please. You're on the air talking about chicken runs.
Yeah, Chuck Howery, call him.
Let's move on from that, shall we?
Yeah, let's move on from that. Chuck Howery, who?
I personally know PTP, okay?
Who's PTP?
Craig Kitchen.
Okay, since when does the name Craig start with the letter P?
Please don't interrupt me. I personally know PTP, and...
Since when does the name Craig start with the letter P?
All right, that's it. I'm, you know, I'm going to be calling your bosses promptly 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Good day to you, sir. Well, I told that guy off.
Sir, your phone isn't hung up.
Say that. What's that again?
I said your phone isn't hung up.
The hell it isn't. I just hung it up. And I got the last word on you, too.
Why am I still talking to you?
All right, I'm calling T.O.
You're calling what, T.O. Thousand Oaks?
I'm calling Bob Jenkins, okay?
Why is his initials T.O.?
You don't know why.
No! Bob Jenkins, T.O.
Doesn't Bob start with T?
Oh, come on. Hey, by the way, speaking of New Orleans, now here's the story. Apparently, some cops were stranded on a roof and some guys were shooting at them. I mean, that's what's going on down there. Okay, yes, sir?
Mark Mays, please.
Get out of here. Some guys are standing on a roof, cops, and these guys are shooting at them because these guys have looted these stores. Can we all kind of have a, maybe just, yeah, look at this woman on TV. I just looked up and there was a woman screaming into the camera. You know, I say this with the greatest of respect, but you got to calm down just a little tiny bit, just an itsy bitsy little tiny bit. And let's get some coppers out there to start nailing some of these looters. And even if you got to shoot to kill, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I want that to happen, but if a guy is running rampant with a gun and he's sticking it in people's faces, I mean, all you do is just you plug him. What are you kidding me, man? This is martial law. They ought to declare martial law down there and get the army in there. That's how crazy it is, because the New Orleans cops apparently are overwhelmed. The other thing that we might want to kind of agree on, and maybe you don't, I don't know, can we sort of just maybe for, oh, let's say a period of 48 hours, can we kind of have just a little bit of sanity and not lay this one at the feet of George Bush, or is that too much to ask? Maybe we can do some outcalls on that, bud. You know, we'll just call out to different homes. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Do you mind not blaming the hurricane on George Bush? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. All right, thank you. Can we just maybe sort of have a moratorium on it? You know, I mean, I'm just not saying that it's not possible that a president can cause a hurricane, but I'm just, and I understand that sort of 6 degrees of George Bush that happens every time something bad happens. You know, well, Bush knew about the CO thing, and that is related to the forestry, and that's related to the Mississippi, which is very close to New Orleans, which has a levee that broke. I got it. 6 degrees of Bush on why he's... Hey, that's a game. Seriously, Harry, name any horrible thing and then connect it 6 degrees to George Bush. Why, we could even do it on the phone with the people. This is the first idea I've had where I actually want to talk to people on the phone other than in a character bit. All right, I got it. Connect George Bush, and the crucifixion of Christ. Let's just start with a big one. 6 degrees. All right, watch this one head to the internet tomorrow. It'll be all over. Just remember, I thought of it. Okay, so here it is. 6 degrees of George Bush. The Holocaust, Nazis, 6 degrees of George Bush. The Civil War, the assassination of Lincoln. I'm trying to think. The bubonic plague. Okay, the bubonic plague was in Europe. And Europe is what? I can't think of anything.
Neither can I.
See, I'm stuck. It's a pretty good game. 6 degrees of Bush, from Bush to any horrifying event. Connect them, baby. Better than that whole Kevin Bacon thing. Whatever the hell that was, I'm not even sure. Time now to take a break. Coming up, we have Robert Green. Mr. Green is a businessman seriously affected by the storm in New Orleans, although his business is on Ventura Boulevard. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.